Save big money now on new siding from LP Smart Side at Menards. Update and beautify your home with your choice of 13 timeless colors of pre-finished engineered siding. It's durable and includes a Sherwin-Williams factory finish paint warranty that means no painting for years to come. View our entire selection of siding from LP Smart Side today. And don't forget to check out our flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now. Save big money
at Menards. Springtime savings are in full bloom, all in the Kroger app. Buy one, get one free on flavorful, fresh Tyson chicken during our full line sale. Then mix or match during our 99-cent sale and get Kraft mac and cheese, Campbell's soup, or Bar S Franks for 99 cents each when you buy five or more, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Try now. It's come down to Graham. Back to the middle. It's found Minicello. A long range shot for Manessa.
He's got it.
Oh, what a kick.
He got it.
What a kick.
Hello, and thanks very much for tuning into this week's episode of the Irish NRL Show, the final episode of the season, the grand final preview, the grand final preview. Delighted as always to be joined by Tash. How are you?
Not too bad.
Did you enjoy the footy on the weekend?
Oh, definitely. Now, I think going into the week, we sort of touched on it that the two teams that we thought were going to win actually won. I thought the Panthers played exceptional. And the Broncos, I thought at 10 minutes, I think it takes two, and I said, this is going to be a cracker game. But then the Broncos sort of stepped in and pulled away a little bit. But it was interesting to see that the two teams, the two outliers of the league, still being able to fucking perform coming into the semi-final.
We and others have been calling this as the final a long way out. They just are far and away the two best teams. And even it was tight in both games for the first 10-15 minutes. Like, it was Brian Toto scored first. We'll probably do the Panthers game first, and then we'll go through the Broncos. Brian Toto obviously scored first, and then just Nolan came back with a try after 10 minutes. The bloke had a strange season.
It's very strange at all. I think, I don't know if it was after that remember the big tackle in the Manly game? He wasn't himself there for a while, unless he was injured or something.
No,
but then he was carved with trees in the lower, whatever he went back to. I don't know what they're called.
Yeah, whether he had a falling out with
Bellamy,
or maybe was there an element too as well? He was homesick at one stage. He had to go home, and look, it just didn't work out for him this year. And ultimately, look, the Storm, given what they went through injury wise, the fact that they even made it here, they have to be commended. And look, be interested to see in the off season if there is a move for Bellamy, or
he hasn't finalized what he's doing. No, so it's a bit strange. I think it'll be too much of a story. I think he'd be clever enough to come out and say it maybe early next year what he's doing. Get it out of the way.
Put it to bed.
Everyone knows where they're sitting.
Or just leave under the cover of darkness.
That's it, yeah.
But out of respect for the club. But yeah, look, and then the Panthers obviously kicked on then. Brian Toto ended up with a hat-trick. Nathan Cleary became the youngest player to reach 1,400 points, such as the level of class that he has that we sometimes sleep on, because they're just such a machine.
They are just a well-oiled machine. When he's unsung, he is unsung.
But look, you look through kind of performances, it was phenomenal by them all. You can go through the stats and you can rifle off kind of whatever you like. The Panthers are just, we kind of have a bit of a success fatigue with the Panthers, where they've just been so good for so long that we kind of switch off and we underappreciate them. But like the Limerick hurlers.
Yeah, they get through. It's, you don't know what you have until it's gone. Like, yeah. You'll be like, nobody really appreciates this team until someone breaks a duck and then you look back at it through whatever tint of glasses you want.
Yeah.
And look back and you realise how good a team was. Like dynasties and stuff like that. They talk about in sport all the time. Like,
it, it is
a dynasty.
It's an absolute dynasty and a production line of talent.
That is well, that they can get through. They can get through the season and every good player they have, they can either dwindle their contracts, like trying to get, like much to be said about like getting your money and stuff like that. But some of these players prefer the results and maybe the accolades of like grand finals and stuff. And then later on in their career, they go looking for, like they like a Stephen Crichton, like he'll have three now in a row, and then he's gone to the Bulldogs. Like you'll see two or three next year, maybe or the year after, sort of leaving. That like I can see Brian Taho leave for big money, at some stage.
I'm not sure I can see him leaving. I can see Jerome Luai leaving.
Yeah. Well, the playmakers as well. He'll get astronomical money somewhere else.
He'll get big money. Plus, I think he'll also want to go and prove that he can do it elsewhere without Cleary.
Yeah.
It'd
be interesting times. Yeah, just touching on that game then. It was 18-4 at half time, as you say. It was an early, like, Tau scored 3 minutes in, then Oldham scored, and then it was very much Panthers game then. I think Tau scored 20. Other winger scored 27, and then Cleary and Edwards scored 2 minutes after each other in the second half, which killed off the game nearly. And then Tau finished in with his hat trick. Then Cleary missed one kick out of six, as you say, the Iceman, and he kicked two penalties as well, which is, you can see how clinical, like 75th minute cover penalty, like,
yeah,
the damage was done, yeah. but still, just to go, oh fuck, it's, we'll go for a kick, like,
and it also kind of, if you look at the team stats, it also kind of just shows you how good Penrith are. Like, they've made, like, if you read the Melbourne Storm stats, you would say someone was playing the West Tigers,
yeah,
like, time of possession. Panthers had 30 minutes and 50 seconds, the Storm had 23 minutes and 16 seconds. In terms of completion rate, the Panthers were 87% versus the Storms 65%. In terms of run meters, Panthers had 1,812. The Storm only had 1,330. Like,
yeah,
these are...
Like, your scales are so in the Panthers, like...
Yeah, but it's not a poor performance from the Storm. These are pressure-induced changes.
Oh, it's who you're playing. Like, the tackles there, was it 377 tackles to 293 for the Panthers. But then you go to the missed tackles, so 53 missed tackles, like.
Yeah.
Which is ridiculous. That could have been another, like, if they got them tackles, there'd still be 112 tackles more than the team you're playing, which is astronomical numbers, like. It's just mad. As we said, like, the Panthers are just that oil machine that, I can see them going again next year. Like, as you said, like, I know you touched on Jerome Luai, like, it all depends on what happens to him, like,
but I don't think they're impacted.
Yeah, with Cleary and that. I think a massive loss for them was the Coruscant. Well, at the beginning of the season, I thought that was a massive loss.
Yeah.
And still, the two lads, Sonny Luke and Mitch Kenny, they didn't play out of their skin, like, but still, how good the Panthers behind them are, they were still able to do the job, like.
Yeah, I think... There's a with the Panthers system, there is a lot of players that actually are replaceable. They're, when they're involved, they're phenomenal. But when they're not, they are replaceable. I think the key man obviously is Nathan Cleary. And I would say the other key man is probably
Isaiah.
No, I was actually gonna say Dylan Edwards.
Oh yeah, definitely.
Outside of that, and they're not all on the same par, but I think they're all replaceable.
But the two players in are totally different, as important, but totally different sort of
reasons.
Like, you look at his meters out of contact and out of the backfield. Edwards, like, it's astronomical. His work rate is ridiculous. But then you have Nathan Cleary just fucking pulling the strings.
Iceman.
Yeah, just when they get up to like
Iceman.
third, fourth tackle, they're half up the field because of Edwards' run, and then Cleary can come in and either kick it long, kick it high. Like, his kicking game, his range of kicking is, like, you'd hate to be a fullback or a winger playing against Cleary, because you know he's going to test you with every kick.
Yeah.
Like, none of the kicks are easy.
Like, I'm very comfortable saying that if they lost James Fisher-Harris tomorrow, they'd be unaffected. And that is the best prop in the competition.
Yeah. Yeah.
That speaks volumes to their system.
Mm.
But I think we've given the Panthers their due. It's time to talk about the Warriors, Broncos. One probably controversial point, and it probably is the Jordan Ricky try in the 54th minute with the Denver Broncos quarterback.
Showing
the pass. Look, it did feel seminal in that moment in time. I think it was, I think the score was, but it was definitely 4-3. And it was definitely far more even contest when that happened. It's a glaring miss. I still think the Broncos would have won. Not sure they would have won.
It's 24-12.
At that stage.
Yeah.
Yeah. But it was still, the game was in the balance. It was
still touch and go. Like, I think if they didn't get that try at that moment, maybe it would have been a different story and letting the Warriors back in. But I just thought, I did text you saying, like, this is going to be a cracker of a game. For the first 10 minutes, like, I thought, like, the first try, the winger wasn't, the Zesniak scored.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, the Broncos are in trouble here.
Yeah.
And then the next try was the intercept, was it? Or was that?
No, Billy Waters scored, and then there was the intercept.
Then I was like, they're getting dangerous here. Like, they're pushing too much. And then they sort of got back. I think the selection of Jesse Arthur on the wing just shows you what sort of game plan that the Broncos are going to go with. Like, it's that flash, like, very good in close quarters. Unlike Corey Oates, which would just run straight down, like, try and run over a person.
Mm.
Like, Jesse Arthur underneath tackles, dipping, trying to get that extra yard. Like, and it's sort of the mentality of the Broncos now that they fight for everything in the backs, maybe.
Mm.
Like, their young guns, like, the two centres, like, Farnworth was named as the centre of the year. Like, he's going to get, I think, Daddy M centre of the year,
probably. Yeah, probably.
And what's name's not far behind him, I think. It's just that it doesn't look a big man, but Jesus, he can make fucking yards.
Mm.
He's that, like, when he comes back in against the grain, like, and takes off, you're like, oh, bollocks. he's going to make the, like, he's a great way of finding space. And I think we touched on it as well. He had a few limitations. We sort of touched on it last year. Remember the pass? Like, he always went back into contact instead of, like, looking for his winger and stuff like that. He's after getting far better at sort of that side of the game, like, his distribute, like, to Jesse Arthur outside him, like, because I don't think Corey Oates would have scored the tries.
No.
That Jesse Arthur scored last year because of Farmer going back in, facing for contact. But thereafter, going an extra pass, like, and getting to the wings and making great tries, like, all season, like. Billy Waters, I don't have much to say about Billy Waters, but, like, I think his selection, I know he went and signed, he was with the West and then went back to the Broncos and he wanted to play under his father. I think it is, if they're going to be fighting for this competition, I think it's an area that the Broncos have to look at their hooker.
You say that, in a prelim final, he still come up with 2 tries.
Oh, very much so, but it was off the back of good work or something. Like, his first try was just looked like.
I think
anyone could have scored a second try if he was in that position.
And
I think he celebrated with 2 hard as well.
I think what's that gets the brass tacks of it. I think what's a bigger concern for the Broncos long term is this side. Look, I know Reese Walsh has a phenomenal year, but make no bones about it, this side is going to the grand final on the back of a second career from Adam Reynolds. You look at, like, through the stats, and 7 out of 7 conversions, 0 out of 3 for the Warriors.
Ridiculous.
It was a big decider. And look, I know
and some of them were out in the on the sticks. Yeah. Like, it wasn't that he got them all under the post.
Like, the key moment for me is around the time of that. It was a key 10-minute spell where he had that pass go forward.
Mm.
So they were 12 points up and they scored that. Then Adam Pompey gets sent to the bin 4 minutes later. And then Ezra Mam
scores as well.
So, like, that 10 minutes is where the Warriors were ruled out. Look, they kept fighting and they have had a phenomenal season. And anyone that thinks that they, like, well, not anyone doesn't think that they haven't. I think everyone's in agreement they have. I just hope next year they're not like the Cowboys.
Yeah.
Because that would be kind of, not devastating, but I've thoroughly enjoyed this season from the Warriors. I think they've been
phenomenal. I think we touched on it as well with the other code. If the All Blacks don't do well in the World Cup, I think New Zealand will get on the back of the Warriors being an international team playing in an international competition, which they're not really getting with the Super League as well. Like, I think on Super Rugby,
yeah,
they're not getting that
exposure.
Yeah. Where the fact that there's only one team against the whole of Australia, like, which is massive for that Trans-Tasman sort of rivalry. Yeah, it's funny that they're probably going to give Coach of the Year to Webster.
Well, he should get it, yeah.
But you look at the two coaches that are both, like, clearly you should get Coach of the Year every year.
No, he shouldn't.
I think if you keep that team.
Springtime savings are in full bloom, all in the Kroger app. Buy one, get one free on flavorful, fresh Tyson chicken during our full line sale. Then mix or match during our 99 cent sale and get Kraft mac and cheese, Campbell's soup, or Bar S Franks for 99 cents each when you buy five or more, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
The way he's going and being able to perform every time, he's
I think it's a very easy job. It's like,
you look at
it's like praising Pep when he was over Barcelona
for the 35 fucking million passes to mid.
Yeah. But like, there's certain jobs you have to examine in a vacuum, and we actually touched on it last week. It's like, it's hard to rate Cleary when you've seen what he did elsewhere.
True, yeah.
Whereas,
is it the system or is it the coach? And whereas, you could be right with the system being better than the coach.
I'm not saying he's a bad coach, but it's definitely, when it's that good, there's more room for error in your coaching. Whereas Andrew Webster has not brought in a whole heap more than what was there last year and the year before.
Hmm.
So I think he will get coach of the year. Because, again... And
it's true, yeah. Because, like, expectations... Yes. If you think of that one as well, it should be like the Panthers were always going to get either here or the. If you said New Zealand Warriors are going to get to the semi final this year, I don't think many people would have took that bet. Like,
and
now the Broncos as well. I thought, I think from the fall of last year, to what they came out and the consistency that they showed. I know Kevy was under serious pressure, but I think he had to get a bit of dead weight out and. Get his own lads in, like, and get the back, like, that monkey off his back with these old Bronco players, nearly.
Yeah. There's an element, too, as well, of, like, this award, it's a bit like the MVP in the NFL and the NBA. It is a narrative-based award.
Oh, definitely, yeah.
Like, Michael Jordan should have won the MVP every season he played in the NBA. Yeah. Same with LeBron James. But
There has to be.
There's a narrative award, and there's an element of...
Cinderella story from... you know that way. Yeah. And definitely, yeah. I think it's more for the fans than it is for the actual, you know, that way.
Yeah.
But definitely. It'd be interesting to see, as you said, if they can go back to back. I love, now, I'm not saying they will make semi-finals, but I'd love to see them be in top eight for the next coming years and
like
establishing themselves and getting a bit of focus over there for whatever they're going to do with the rugby league game over New Zealand.
And look, there's an element too of like, we got the Dolphins in and they were, you know, they were a success in the first season, but they were a larger success in the first few weeks. Then they got absolutely obliterated by suspensions and injuries. But we've talked about expanding again.
Yeah.
And one of the places that's always discussed and should be the site of the next expansion is a second New Zealand based franchise. And in order for that to kind of get the green light, we need a very competitive Warriors. So that it's the obvious choice.
Yeah.
And it makes sense because you've a playing pool in New Zealand now to support two franchises, and that would be great for the game.
No, definitely. I'm not very knowledgeable with the sort of playing, you know, like the, if you went to New Zealand, where's the hotbed of rugby league? Like,
I think it's kind of a mixed match. It's not too dissimilar, I would imagine, and I don't know, to the situation we have in this country, whereby it's union players. I think because it's closer to Australia and you've less competing sports, it's probably, there's probably a bigger surplus of high quality players.
Players that haven't got to a Super League team or whatever, or Super Rugby team. Yeah.
But I do think that there's playing talent there.
Yeah.
The All Blacks are no longer the All Blacks, they're New Zealand until they become invincible again. So I think there's a real opportunity for league in New Zealand to hammer down and set themselves up with an increased foundation, I suppose. But look, there's two semi-finals. We've talked about all the sides involved. It's been a great year for all four involved.
Like we said it before that like the Panthers and the Broncos were the outliers.
Yeah.
But we were happy with the Storm, and I thought the Storm had a great. If you said the Storm were going to make the semi-finals, I would have not laughed, but I said it was a tough, tough journey, and they proved us all wrong.
The only reason you wouldn't laugh was because who's over them.
Yeah. Yeah, you never put, and I'd never not back Bellamy. If his back's against the wall, you know he's going to come out swinging, like, and he'd have a plan. He's a wary old fox, like, he has a plan every time he goes out, like.
Yeah. So, look, I suppose moving on to the grand final this Sunday, 1st of October. Kickoff is 9:30 Irish time, lovely time. Panthers open up at $1.65, favourites, rightly enough so, and the Broncos open up as $2.25. Look, it's the final we wanted. Well, not wanted, but you could predict. And you want the grand final to be the best two sides in the competition. It definitely is this year. I think there's a lot of parables with this. They have
the two boys, Aaron Reynolds and Cleary, on the same total points for the year. 240 points each.
They've also both met.
Sorry.
They've met twice this year. Round 12, the Panthers won 15-4. Round 1, the match that ultimately kicked the Broncos off this year, they beat the Panthers 13-12. So they've split the series. This is the decider. Full stop. Mm. I think there's a loss.
It's definitely, out of all the years, it's the two teams that deserve to be in it.
Yeah.
You know, sometimes someone will creep in through like the top eight, like, and get it going around in the finals, like, or come to the cream the last two games, like. But because they were 1-2 the whole year around, like, and no drop off, I think it's gonna be a cracking final.
Absolutely, like, and you look through the season stats, like wins this season, the boat tied at 77%, points scored, Panthers 715, the Broncos 707. Where the Broncos seem to kind of lose the head-to-head is defensively. It's going to have to be the defensive performance of the season. This side, for me, the Broncos, they're kind of trying to find a kind of a semblance, and I can't from the league world, but it's I'm going to use a Premier League example. Do you remember Newcastle, the year they ran Liverpool very close? Not Liverpool side, they ran United very close.
Yeah, the 95, was it, or?
They didn't care if they concede three, they'd score four.
They'd score four, yeah.
And the Broncos are not the same, but very similar.
Very similar, yeah.
Their
emphasis is on more attack than it is defense. Whereas Panthers would be happy to score 5 points and kill you all day.
Yeah. And that's,
they'd actually go, we score less and kill you with yuck.
Yeah. And they're pure, same as they did in the Storm, they can assert pressure like few sides can.
Yeah.
And they make you play beneath yourself.
And in different ways.
Mm.
Like, Cleary can come into his game and kick the letter of the ball, or they can, like, you kick long and we're going to be happy to let our backs run at you all day, get massive meters, and then we'll kick long again and have all our forwards absolutely creamy coming out of fucking yardage, like. Which we've seen it done before, like they're happy. If you look at their exit sets, they're happy for all, like, from centres to wingers to full back, to take all that meters. Like, the whole set.
Mm-hmm.
The forwards might need to touch it. And then as soon as he kicks into the corner, who's the first three, four lads? Fisher Harris, Sonny Lou, they all coming down to kill you, like.
Yeah.
And it's a big, big test. It'd be interesting to see how Kevy plays Payne Lass. will he see any difference in the way he uses, like, the on-off sort of method? I wonder, will he let him...
You have to let him loose.
Yeah, I think this is reins off. He's well able to do it. I think he could go 80 minutes if you ask him.
Now, the one concern I would have is, you know the expression, you need to lose one to win one.
Mm.
I'd be concerned about the Broncos in terms of just their lack of experience in this big game. Like, it is a huge, huge game.
Mm.
You've plenty of players who, for both kind of sides, have plenty of origin experience. On either roster, they're probably two of the more
rep experienced sides. Yeah, definitely. They have all across the fucking yoke. Like, you're thinking of, like, Queensland, but then you're thinking of New Zealand. Like, Jordan Rickey's been on the New Zealand camp for ages, like, stuff like that. So it'd be really interesting to see. It's your head says Panthers, your heart probably says Broncos if you're a sort of a purist of the game.
Yeah, you just it's like that whole Limerick thing. It's like you can appreciate the exceptioness of Limerick, and apologies for our international listeners, because they're probably like, what is Limerick?
Go look up Limerick.
Yeah, Horland first and foremost, yeah. And then Limerick. But you kind of do just kind of, the competition probably needs the Broncos to win one, because it's similar to Souths in that, like, there's an expression about Souths which is like, league is going well when the Bunnies are going well.
Mm.
And the Broncos are somewhat similar. Like, the NRL kind of needs the Broncos to be what they are right now. And we probably need, if the Panthers win again this year, I kind of have a feeling that you get a sense that it's very hard for them to be knocked off their perch. They're going to have to slowly come away from the perch.
Yeah.
Because I think it is the best side.
It's going to go down as the greatest side ever, I think.
Yeah.
In a way of grand final wins. Like, nobody has done what they're doing now.
No.
Like, back-to-back, unbelievable. Triple.
Three-peats.
Three-peats, or whatever you call it.
Yeah.
It's ridiculous, like. And it's so attritional, the game, like, that it's ridiculous how, like, I think there's only one injury. Taylor May is the only injury.
Yeah.
And the Broncos are without any injuries. So they're fully fit. Like, it's ridiculous to have to go to a grand final and not have a list of walking wounded.
The argument there would be, it shows the value of the bye.
Yeah.
And then arguably a less intense prelim final for both sides.
Probably, yeah.
Without being...
That they came away unscathed, like, yeah.
And just the fact that, like, we've had years where the prelim finals were golden point all this. But look, I think it's going to be a fascinating grand final. I just hope
we get the game we're all expecting.
The Broncos hold up to their end of the bargain. Yeah. And it is on the Broncos to make this a grand final.
Yeah, if you'd wish it was a two-team final. Like,
yeah.
The Panthers didn't go out. Now, fair enough, the Panthers go out and obviously you just have to look at it and go, geez, you're looking at something special. But if the Broncos come and try and play the way that they're playing all year, I think it's going to be a really interesting final.
Mm.
And two different styles.
Yeah, and styles make fights at the end of the day. So, yeah, that's it there, I think.
I think the women's grand final then is on Sunday. Yeah. At, I think it's 5:55 in the morning. We won't be watching it. I don't think I'll record it. But the Knights and the Titans, which is great to see two teams that weren't really in it before making this final. It just shows you, like, the NRL do it well with promoting and growing the game, and the NRW is doing the exact same thing. It's getting to the stage that the growth of the game, they're not overexpanding and sort of diluting that pool of players.
Mm.
Every year they're getting someone new, and there's always, like, you have the likes of Isabel Kelly, and, like, they're, like, household sort of names and established. But then you have, like, Tegan Berry in what's the red team again? Sorry, the Dragons.
Yeah.
Absolutely, like, chopping trees, like, a fucking, like, unreal rugby, like.
The NRLW has really got the award for having the pathways in place before the clubs.
Oh, yeah. Like, everyone sort of has to go through, like, a real rigorous, like, to get your contract to go into the NRLW. Like, I think it's like other teams in other sports and expansions should look at how they are promoting and expanding this league, because it is special. Like, but it'll be interesting to see. I know the poor Roosters, my Roosters, got bet 12-0 by the Titans on last week, but supposedly they had to sign their strength and conditioning coach with the amount of injuries they were
trying to deal,
and they were tipped they had a serious squad at the beginning, like, but I think injuries just caught up in them and it wasn't great finish to the end of the season. Like, but sure, look, that's sport.
Yeah, these things happen. But yeah, look, I think that concludes not just the episode but the season.
Hope you enjoyed it.
There's more on the network for the sports fan. We obviously have Huddles and Stout, the NFL podcast. If you switch over to America's Favorite Pastime to get you through the off season,
some good games there at the weekend.
And then for just the average sports fan,
shares and the giggles,
Ball Bags on Friday mornings Irish time. If either of those.
Yeah, I'll try and get on the Ball Bags there for 10
minutes. Yeah, we'll need you once you get back from your end of season tour.
Yeah, to get the tan up.
Yeah. But look, that's all from me.
That's me done too.
Thank you and good night.
Good luck.
Points all. Play to Keary. Veers down the left. Short pass Mitchell. Beautiful pass to Tupou. Into the backfield. Gibson to the next goal. Goal!
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.